From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette on Idaho Matters. Last week, the Idaho Supreme Court ruled student IDs cannot be used to vote in the Gem State. At issue were two laws passed last year that said student IDs could no longer be used to register to vote, and that students without an Idaho driver's license would have to get an Idaho ID card or other accepted form of identification. Babe Vote and the League of Women Voters sued over the laws, and in a 5-0 decision, the justices decided that the legislature has the power to set reasonable conditions on the right to vote. Joining us now are Kendall Schaber, a board member of the League of Women Voters, and Olivia Luna, a Babe Vote volunteer and a student at Boise State. I want to welcome both of you to Idaho Matters.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much, Samantha.
So, Kendall, why did the League sue? What were your concerns? What are your concerns with the new law?
Our mission is to empower voters to participate in their government. And so empowering voters and defending democracy is the cornerstone of what the League has done for 104 years and 76 years here in Idaho. And voting, being able to register to vote and exercise the franchise is critical. And we were worried about people being disenfranchised. And we are seeing that play out now in real time. 340 is a sweeping change in the way people can register to vote here in Idaho. And it has made Idaho an outlier in a couple of different ways. It's made it more difficult to register to vote than to actually vote. And it has disallowed basically the use of your last four Social Security digits of your Social Security number to justify or validate who you are. So in the past, your name, your birth date, and the last four of your social could be used to say who you were. And now that is no longer. And I'm not completely through with my research yet, but from what I've seen so far, Idaho appears to be the only state that doesn't allow you to register with the last four of your social anymore. So these are the reasons we were very concerned about disenfranchisement, which is why we sued.
I know that getting a driver's license or an Idaho ID card, it's not a walk in the park. You have to get to where you need to get it. You have to have very specific types of identification with you. And if you don't have the right ones, you have to go back and start over. Are you concerned this is going to be a barrier to getting people registered to vote and to voting for some folks? It is very complicated.
So, I've shown you the flow charts. We had to create a visual to help train our members as to how we're going to move forward with voter registration, because it's really fundamental to what the League does. And so, in that empowering voters aspect, yes, we're seeing that play out in real time. People who are new to the state need their first port of call now, once they have a permanent residence, is to get a state ID. They can, if they have a passport, a current passport, then they can use, there's a list that they can use to validate their residency. However, we're finding some difficulties even with that, because some people are not paying bills where they are. We've encountered a number of voters who have moved in with relatives or younger people that are still living with their parents, where the only actual bill they have is their cell bill. And that is not one of the documents that they can use to establish their residency. So we're just, you know, lives are complicated, and we're seeing just a range of problems. We have had two registrations in the last 8 days. And just to give you an idea of what we were able to do in the past, Ada County in 2018 asked us to go into retirement communities and register voters, facilitate registration for voters. And we did over 1,200 people. And in a period of about 6 weeks. This is now so complicated that we did six of us, and before just a pair could go in and do it. We had six people on our first day out, six people working 2 hours continuously to register 21 or to facilitate registration for 21 people. It is, and five people were unable, we couldn't even begin paperwork on five because they didn't have an ID. They were going to have to get a certified birth certificate from the state in which they were born. That's complicated and expensive, so it's a poll tax, actually. We're working with a gentleman now, $35, state of Illinois, said it would be 4 months minimum before he could get a certified birth certificate. So there are a lot. You're absolutely right, Samantha. The ID requirements linking voting to current ID is at the heart of the difficulty of 340, and that's where people who are not, you know, registered to vote already and have moved are going to find it a very different landscape than a, you know, even a year ago.
Olivia, you're a student at Boise State. What's Babe Vote doing? How are you responding to all this?
Yeah, so right now, a lot of what we're doing is, I mean, ultimately, there are still some people, some young people who do have the proper documentation to be registered to vote. So we're really focusing on that. A big thing that we're doing right now is our Campus Captain program, where we're providing registration kits for students who conduct voter registration drives at their schools and just at community events. So students are registering students, which is great because we really think that that's how we get the best possible chance at a voice in our governance. The only issues that we're seeing right now is that requests for kits and supplies are exceeding our supply. So we're accepting donations.
Wow. Kendall, is the League or Babe Vote, are they planning any more court action, or are you turning your focus more to try to help people navigate the new system?
Well, because of this dramatic change, and we see this is ongoing, you know, people move, people come into the state, people move into retirement communities. You know, we register people from 18 to 100 plus. So this is going to be an ongoing problem. And we're limited by bandwidth, you know, as well. It takes so much time now to register or to facilitate registration for, you know, a handful of people. We're not going to be able to help there's no way we could go into every retirement community and register people now. We don't have the bandwidth for it. And so what we're finding is that, you know, this case is over, but we are exploring our options. We have a class of people that are being discriminated against, and those are homebound people who do not have an ID. And they want to be able to vote. They should be able to vote. There's a gap in the statute that we have learned from ITD that they don't issue off-site IDs. And so these are people who physically, because of their medical conditions, cannot access an ID on which to register. So while this case is over, we wouldn't be very good at what we do if we didn't explore our other options, because we do know people are being disenfranchised. American citizens that are eligible to vote are being disenfranchised.
Wow. Okay. We've been speaking with Kendall Shaper, a board member of the League of Women Voters, and Olivia Luna, a Babe Vote volunteer, about a recent Idaho Supreme Court ruling over how to register to vote in Idaho. We're going to put plenty of links with more info on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.